Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's February 2016. An increasing number of states have adopted laws that legalize marijuana for medical or recreational purposes, yet federal penalties remain. To help balance state and federal law, the Department of Justice has issued guidance on federal marijuana enforcement priorities and has stated that it will challenge state laws that threaten them. A team led by Jenny Grover, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently reviewed DOJ's approach to marijuana enforcement. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Jenny to talk about what they found.
First, since I'm sure I'm not the only one with this question, and it's been a while since I took high school civics, how can marijuana be both legal in some states and illegal at the federal level?
It is confusing. The Controlled Substances Act of 1970 is what made it a federal crime to distribute or possess marijuana. And for some time, all of the states had laws that mirrored that federal law. But that started to change, and now 24 states and D.C. have passed laws that legalize marijuana for medical purposes, and 4 states plus D.C. have legalized marijuana for recreational use. The federal law hasn't changed, but the state laws have.
So I can see how that creates a confusing environment, not just for people looking at it, but also for those that are enforcing the laws. Can you tell me about the approach that the Department of Justice has taken?
Right. So as you've noted, DOJ is the federal entity that's responsible for enforcing that Federal Controlled Substances Act. And the enforcement memo that describes how they are going to go about that, it really emphasizes 2 main points. First is that there's 8 enforcement priorities that are of primary concern to DOJ. And some examples of those are preventing marijuana distribution to minors, preventing marijuana revenues from going to criminal enterprises, and preventing marijuana diversion from states where it's legal to other states. The second piece that DOJ emphasizes in its enforcement guidance is that they expect these states to implement strong and effective regulatory and enforcement mechanisms so that the states themselves have systems in place to address and protect those 8 federal priority areas. And DOJ advises that the federal government reserves the right to step in and to challenge those state regulatory systems if they determine that the federal priorities are being threatened.
Now, among other things, your team looked at what the Department of Justice does to track whether or how state marijuana activity is impacting those priorities. What did you find?
Basically, 2 things. First, the department enforces the Controlled Substances Act through law enforcement activity that targets specific marijuana cases that threaten any of the 8 federal priority areas. And the U.S. attorneys are the ones who take the lead on this as the senior federal law enforcement officials in the states. The second thing that DOJ does to track whether the state laws have affected those federal priorities is they told us they monitor the effects with a whole range of information and data, including federal surveys on drug use, input from federal, state, and local law enforcement, data from DOJ's Drug Enforcement Administration, and information they get from other federal agencies, such as the National Institute on Drug Abuse, which is part of NIH.
So how is DOJ doing at tracking that information?
It's hard to tell, because DOJ has not documented its plan for monitoring the effects of the state marijuana legalization. First of all, just the basics of exactly how they would use this specific information. And there were questions that came up during the course of our review about whether all of the data that they're planning to use is actually reliable for the purposes that they're planning to use it. But more generally, DOJ hasn't documented the monitoring process or how they would use the broad array of data to determine whether the effects in any given state warrant federal action. And this type of documentation is very important because it would provide DOJ with greater assurances that the intended monitoring is actually occurring, that they're using the most appropriate data, and ultimately would help the department to make sure that they're well positioned to identify states that are not protecting the federal enforcement priorities.
So is it fair to say that they have these priorities and they have a plan, but the plan doesn't go all the way through to making sure they're collecting the right kinds of data or what they're going to do with that data?
Well, they have a verbal plan,
sure,
but the plan is not written down. And that's really important to make sure that everybody across the department understands the plan, is implementing it appropriately, and carrying it out as it's intended.
You talked to some of the U.S. attorneys and DEA officials in some of the states where marijuana is legal and got their perspectives on enforcing federal marijuana laws. What did they tell you?
Their point is that their continuing enforcement activities consistent with their longstanding approach, which is they have limited resources, and so they target the most significant threats in their jurisdictions, generally those related to public health and safety threats, such as targeting big commercial marijuana operations.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, this is a really important issue because the DOJ's federal enforcement priorities, they reflect issues of national interest, such as health and safety. And given the growing number of states that are moving toward legalizing marijuana, it's important for DOJ to have a clear plan for how it will be monitoring the effects of these state changes on the federal priorities. We've recommended that DOJ document its monitoring plan, and we'll track the department's progress.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.